Well, welcome to our listener podcast series where we are giving you the chance to get to know your Toowoomba Region Council candidates. And today we introduce you to Elissa Parker. Hello, Elissa.
Hello, everyone.
All right. We ask the same first question of everyone. And don't forget, all of our questions, you have 2 minutes to answer. Our opening question, why are you running for a seat on council and what do you bring to the table?
Well, I'm honoured to be the Greens candidate for the Toowoomba Regional Council local election. I've been living in the Toowoomba region for 18 years and I've seen us continually improve our region. And this is something I'd like to help facilitate further. I have worked on many campaigns like Housing is a Human Right, establishing street art programs, and also encouraging the council to be more mindful with sustainability and with urban planning. And so I finally wanted to take this step after all the campaigns I've done so that I can now represent people in the community.
Our second question, what's the number one issue that you feel is facing the Toowoomba region right now?
Oh, that's so unfair. There are so many issues that need to be addressed. I guess I would go with addressing the housing and homeless crisis through better local planning and increased housing diversity. Listeners may remember that I did have a campaign a few years ago called Housing is a Human Right, where we presented a petition to council as well as the state and federal government seeking their collaboration in addressing the housing crisis. Now, we have a major shortfall of studio 1- and 2-bedroom dwellings in our region, not only in the city but also out in the country areas. And this is something that I'd like to have addressed in the local planning scheme so that we have more diverse housing for all different demographics of our community. So to me at the moment, that is one that I'm very passionate about and that I'd like to push further in council.
Our third question. What opportunities do you see there are for the Toowoomba region in the next 4 years?
I am actually, and I hope I don't annoy too many people by saying this, but I'm actually a big advocate for what the Olympics can bring to our region. I grew up in northern New South Wales, and in the Sydney Olympics, we were 8 hours from Sydney, but we just had so much benefit from that Olympics. We got brand new rowing shed, sports fields, and our town boomed afterwards. So I think capitalising on the Olympics, it doesn't necessarily mean we have to pay for it. We can get the money from the federal government. But I think that we have a great opportunity to improve a lot of our sporting fields. In addition to that, I would like to see our region become more sustainable. And what I mean by that is that ensuring that we are best practice in our water and electricity use. So I would like to ensure that every house, business and community have what they need. And possibly we move away from being so dependent on fossil fuels. So let's think about solar street lighting, solar battery banks and things like that so that we can literally reduce that cost to our communities through applying those principles.
Our fourth question, Toowoomba is more than just the Garden City. So how would you go about representing the greater Toowoomba region?
Great question. So I am based in Oakey and I have been around that Oakey-Piranga area since coming to the region 18 years ago. So I have a few strong connections there. And that is one of my main campaign policies for this election is to support villages and towns in becoming resilient and thriving communities. I would hope to get council to facilitate every little village and community having what they need in regards to services, but also helping them to become just thriving little communities, capitalising off the tourist industry and having everything they need, or most of what they need, in their little towns and villages so that we don't have to travel to the city for every service that we need. So it's a big task, but it can be done.
Our fifth question. It's inevitable that the Cressbrook Dam needs an upgrade. It's going to be a large impost on our region and probably the first big thing that any new council will have to take on. So how would you support in raising rates to help pay for that upgrade?
Unfortunately, I think rates will rise anyway. Whether that's specifically for Cressbrook Dam, I can't say. But what I will continually advocate for is state and federal funding for this project. And as a last resort, we would seek our ratepayers' input. So that's our job as councillors and the mayor is to advocate for our region to get the state and federal investment into our infrastructure. So unfortunately, times being what they are, rates will rise. Hopefully, you know, not too much. But again, it's our job to advocate for funding from those upper levels.
And finally, just an opportunity for you to add anything that you would like voters to know about yourself, your platform or the region.
Lovely. So, yeah, As I said, I'm honoured to be the Greens candidate for Toowoomba Regional Council. Council is more than roads, rates and rubbish. Council has the power to shape the region and our communities, and I want to put this power in your hands. I don't take corporate donations. I'm here to represent you, whether you are a renter, a ratepayer, a retail worker, farmer or doctor, young or old. Together we can deliver our ideas, goals and visions for our diverse region. If you vote for me, you're voting for community need, not development greed. As I said previously, I support villages and towns in becoming resilient and thriving communities. I propose we ban all new coal and gas on the Darling Downs to ensure our region is clean and green for generations to come. I wish to address the housing and homeless crisis through better local planning and increased housing diversity. I wish to improve our region's water and energy efficiency for homes, businesses and rural communities. And finally, I wish to improve our bikeways, walkways and public transport to connect our region, to reduce traffic congestion and to get you to work, school and play. So I hope you can vote for me. I'm number 10 on the ballot, Alyssa Parker, and thank you for your time.
Alyssa Parker, thank you.